keeping it local.
This is the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam Crenshaw, Chris Parker, 9 floors up in our Midtown Atlanta studios on this Friday night. So glad you're with us. As games are underway, we got some updates coming from our reporters in just a little while. There's some games that are underway, one or two scores. I saw one just coming from South Georgia, way down in South Georgia. Cairo, the syrup makers.
The syrup makers.
The syrup makers are up 7-0 on Monroe. And the game that we're watching also, Lee County up 15-0 on Coffee. That's another one we're going to watch. Yep. That's going to be a good one.
That is 15-0 early.
Now, speaking of South Georgia, we're talking South Georgia.
Southeast Georgia.
Southeast Georgia.
Right.
Okay. Long County.
I talk about them every week.
Yeah, you do.
Every week.
You know?
I don't know that anybody listening even knows where Long County is, but I talk about them every week.
Well, we're going to find out now because we're going to talk to the coach. Because they're doing some amazing things. The Hayes already in the barn. They won their game today. Coach,
they may still be on the bus.
Maybe, really?
Maybe.
Let's see if he's on there.
Coach, are you on the bus?
Yes, sir. We are rolling past the Chick-fil-A in Hinesville as we speak, buddy.
The Chick-fil-A in Hinesville, baby.
All right.
Coach Feaster, Long County coach. Congratulations on the win, my man.
Appreciate it, Coach, man. A pleasure. Thanks for having me on, and it was awesome. We'll take it. Any win's a good win in Long County, baby.
Hey, 6-0 is something. And I'm telling you, Coach, I know you can't listen because you're playing, and, you know, down in Ludowice, they may not get the radio station up here, but they can listen on the Odyssey app, Sam.
Here on the Odyssey app, yep.
I tell Sam every week I announce y'all scored on the Sam.
Yeah, you do.
And I brag about Long County. Power T.
Power T. Yes, sir, I appreciate it, man. Like you said, we're just trying to prove them right, buddy.
Coach, what's the look on the faces of your opponent when you line up in that offense?
I've told Sam all about it, Coach, so he's ready.
Well, you know, it's difficult because we kind of get a defense of the week. It's hard to tell. Folks really don't like the players in their base, and so we kind of have to guess. You know, we got to try to watch film of their goal line sets or whatever because, you know, it's different. You know, we don't use a receiver very much, and it's just we kind of got to just show the kids as many fronts as we can during the week and hope that we can line up and block it. And sometimes we can and sometimes we can't, but we sure try.
Well, Coach, I want to point out before we kind of bury the lead here that Coach's team is 6-0 after their win tonight, Sam. Mm-hmm. This is a place, and I mean, he's going to be embarrassed me talking so much about it, but this is a place that was 28, won 28 games, and lost 179.
Whoa.
In the 20-some-odd years before Coach got there. They had the worst winning percentage in the state of Georgia. Since Coach has gotten there, they've made the playoffs every year. Now they're 6-0 for the first time ever. They've never won more than 6 games, Sam. They're 6-0 for the first time ever. This is a team that should be celebrated.
Very much, very much. Coach, do you allow yourself to think about what you're doing and your next win makes history? Or do you guys talk about it?
Well, it's funny. You know, we get so wrapped up as coaches in this week, you know, and what we're doing this week. And I know that. You know, I do keep track of some of that stuff because it's important. It's important for our kids to know they've had success. It's important for our coaches. It's important for our community. And so, yeah, we know about it. But and I have to kind of right now getting caught in the heat of the season, do take a step back and just realize that, you know, it is pretty special. We're doing some good things here, and I'm happy for our kids, and I'm happy for our administrators. And, you know, it is uncommon, especially in this community and in this program, to do what we're doing. And so, yeah, it's special. It is very, very special.
Well, and Coach made reference, Sam, to proving him right. Because, see, when I talked to Coach when he first got hired, and that's the question. I mean, I couldn't bury that. I'm like, look, man, many people have come before you. They're not all bad coaches. They're not all bad guys. It just hasn't worked out. Like, what are you going to do? And so I think about those days, Coach, when you first got there to now. I mean, there has to be a sense of pride. It doesn't mean you guys are doing everything perfect. I'm sure there's plenty to work on. But there's got to be a sense of pride that people believed in that, because now they believe, but they had to believe before you got those wins. And when you are running, for people that may be listening and don't understand, Coach, they run the power tees, not two tight ends, three running backs, come get some.
Yeah.
That defensive back with them gloves on, Coach, and 3 mile pieces. He's looking for the guy to cover, and he's not out there, right? So how do you sell that at the beginning? Because that's what I want to know.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a little bit of a challenge, but again, one of the things we talked about in this process, you know, I applied for an awful lot of jobs before I got this one and wanted to be head coach, but I had to be in the right spot. I had to be in a place where we could do this and do what I wanted to do. And this was a place that really they had no other options. You know, it wasn't like there's a bunch of guys beating down the door to take the job. You could be different here because they had to do something. You know, you're talking about 1-39 and 4 years before we got here and all that stuff. They embraced it. They had to because, you know, that's what we were going to do. And I'll never forget the interview question. And they said, Coach, if you're playing a region game and you're down by one and it's the end of the game, you got to make a two-pointer to go to the playoffs. You're going for two. Well, heck yeah, we're going for two. I mean, golly, if you're at Long County, the chance to make the playoffs, hell yeah, you're going for two.
If I remember right, didn't you tell me y'all go for two every time anyway, don't you?
We made the first PAT of the year today. We let them kick one today.
Let them kick one today, Sam. Yeah, how about that?
So we go for two, and it's been really good to us. But, you know, we're trying to develop a program. We got a great kicker who does a great job for us, and we let him get one today. And he actually made a field goal in the playoff game for us last year. So we're evolving, Chris. We've made a field goal last year.
You put a wide out there? Did you put a wide out there on a few plays?
We have what we call a safari personnel. We had a whole personnel group. It's crazy,
just to put one wide receiver out there.
Yep, just put him out there and let him, you know, stand out there and maybe at least get one guy out of the box for us. it's, you know, that's what we do. And the deal, Chris, you get caught up in, we could do this and this is good. And we have tried some of that. And we have some really good stuff we'd like out of the gun, but it just isn't fitting for us right now. And we haven't snapped ball in the gun in a couple of weeks, and I felt pretty good. So it's been good to us.
I actually liked the limited – some of the stuff we talked about and then getting down the coach rabbit hole, but we talked about some of the limited techniques they have to work because there is – you know, it's not really a major secret what they're doing. Coach, I want to ask you this. What – give us a shout-out to some kind of a mentor. Like, I want to say you told me a lot of this is pretty popular in Michigan, right? So,
yeah, so
give me some names of some people that have taught you a lot of stuff.
Well, a big one is Steve Hamilton. And you were gone from Sequoia, but he actually came to Woodland High School up in Cartersville. And I moved to Georgia with him from Michigan. And, he kind of was my first guy I worked for. And I played in the system in college. And so I learned it from a legendary coach named Irv Sigler. And he taught it to Steve. And then Steve won a bunch of games in Michigan and got in Georgia. And so me and Steve worked together for 4 years. And when the folks at Woodland, you know, wanted to make a change, he went to Minnesota and has gone on to win state championship up there and been in semifinals a bunch. And he's kind of like the guru of the tee in Minnesota. And so he's been a big one for me. Coach John Shillitoe at Zeeland West High School in Michigan. Gus Kapolka has some Glazier videos. He's a tee guy. They actually do a power tee clinic in Michigan we go to every year. And those are three or four guys that just, you know, I can call and bounce ideas off of. I watch their film all the time and just, you know, show our kids this because I know what it's supposed to look like. I know what a good TT looks like, and we're not there yet. And so I know there's more there for us. And so that's what we're trying to strive to every week is to play like those guys.
What's got to improve? You're 6-0. You know, you got four more games, all pretty good football teams coming up. What's got to improve?
So just consistency in the speed off the ball. That's one thing that people kind of like, it's a little bit of a misconception. And we're not big at all, really. Like, you know, physically, we're just not a very big football team. We got some strong kids and we work them hard and stuff, but we're just not overwhelmingly big. So we've got to sprint off the ball. We got to play with great leverage, but the biggest thing is just speed off the ball. And then our backfields continue to develop their fakes and all those details. You know, when you get the low hanging fruit's all been grabbed. We've done all the easy stuff. The next step, beating those really good teams. You know, our region is a big region, 10-team region, and, you know, it's kind of a top, and it's split pretty, you know, there's three or four teams at the top that are really good, and then there's three or four teams at the bottom that aren't as good, but they're still competitive because the Savannah teams have improved greatly, and they're very athletic, but we still jink it. We're staring jingles in the face next week. Then we got Southeast Bullock, Coach Zito, I know you're familiar with. He does a tremendous job running through here. Yep. Mm-hmm. And so that might be the quickest game in the state of Georgia in 2 weeks is when we play Southeast Bullock. We're in the T and they're split back here. But and then, of course, at the end of the season, our Hurricane game got delayed, and we got to face Calvary. We still got that private school in the region, and they're the kind of the class of the region right now. And so, you know, we're about to find out. You know, we think we're pretty good, but we're about to find out.
Yeah, folks, that is Coach Mike Feaster. He is social. You can find him at Coach_Feaster, at Coach_Feaster, Coach of the Blue Tide.
Yeah, and Sam is concerned that you guys got a speed trap down there.
Do they still have that speed trap down in Lutowisi, Coach?
We do, but the good news is the sign that they hide behind got blown over in a hurricane. So you're clear
now. So you're good now.
It'll be good now. We can go down there. Nice.
The sign. You know you're in a good place when they say the sign.
The sign, right? Yeah. You know what that is. Coach.
Yes, and then we're about to approach the one stoplight in the county here in a few minutes. Yeah. So
there we go. Well, we appreciate you spending some time, and congratulations on your win tonight, and congratulations on your start to the season. Fantastic.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. That is Coach Mike Feaster. Oh, is that Long County?
Long County, baby.
You got that win over Windsor Forest tonight. 6-0. 6-0.
You know, they haven't played in a few weeks, he said, because they had a game canceled and, you know, all that. So they, good win.
Right. Well, we got a coach coming up in the next segment who also hadn't played in a couple of weeks, and this team is undefeated as well down toward Augusta way, plus some updates from our reporters. It is a Scoreboard Show on this Friday night on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Back to more of the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Sam and Chris in our Midtown Atlanta studios watching the scores come in from games. We're seeing it almost halftime, and Marist is up 3-0 on St. Pius in their game.
Almost halftime, they've been playing 45 minutes.
They're keeping it on the ground.
That's what I'm telling
you. We're not throwing that thing. All right, we got a guest coming up in a moment, but let's check some reports from our reporters who are on location, starting with Day-Day.
Tonight's contest between the visiting Campbell Spartans and the host Hillgrove Hawks. We have reached the end of the first quarter, and it is all Hawks so far. The undefeated Hawks have gotten into the end zone twice. Quarterback Jabari Green has called his own number two times, scampered in once from 25 yards and the second time from 5 yards out to give the Hawks this 14-0 lead. The Spartans are back on offense, and they will need to get a drive together if they can get back into this contest. But for now, it's all Hillgrove. 14-0 is your score at the end of the first. Let's go back to the studio with Sam and Chris.
All right, thanks a lot. That's Eric Slaughter, who's out in Cobb County, keeping an eye on a game out that way. We got more action in Cobb County because that's where Day-Day is. Let's see if we get Day-Day this time.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker, Damian Dede Lewis. Guys, what's going on? Live here at Sprayberry High School, and this one is exciting already. 14-10, Sprayberry on top of River Ridge. It would be River Ridge scoring first, courtesy of a field goal, but ensuing possession for Sprayberry, first play of the drive, and it would be Mr. Mark Manford, 80 yards to the house for the first score of the game, and then Sprayberry would go up 14-3 after Jaden Duckett, the quarterback for the Yellow Jackets, would punch his way into the end zone on a first and goal. But again, River Ridge able to respond courtesy of Ethan Spector, quarterback, getting his own rushing touchdown. And here we are, 14-10, second quarter just underway. Guys, my step counter is already off the charts. So looking forward to bringing you some more of the action tonight in this one for the High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. I'm Damian Dede Lewis at Sprayberry High School Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back to you guys.
Dede getting in the
steps. Yeah, he's got a good one. He's got a good one.
Getting the steps in tonight. It'll be a good ball game. We got Garrett Chapman also, and he is at a very good ball game. Let's check in with Garrett.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the High School Scoreboard Show. This is Garrett Chapman live just outside of Bogart, where North Oconee and Eastside are level at the end of the first quarter. 7-7 is your score, and this has been a tough football game. These are two of the best defenses in 4A, not just the Region 8. There's a reason these two teams are undefeated and vying for a region championship, and this is like effectively a de facto region title game. Both of these teams are very effective on defense. North Oconee has made Eastside work for every single inch that they have gotten. And it wasn't until that final drive ending out the quarter that they were able to get something going. Jaden Barr, the Georgia Tech commit, he was able to punch it in for six. He does everything for this team on offense. He plays the Wildcat quarterback position. He'll also run it out of the running back position. But they didn't throw a single pass. I know my Georgia Southern Eagles would be very proud after watching that display. Not a single pass in the last drive, and they take it the length of the field for six, 80-plus yards for that touchdown. But it wasn't before North Oconee was able to get on the board first. The son of Buster Faulkner, the quarterback Harrison Faulkner, he was able to connect with number 9, Dallas Dickerson. He is a junior. It was came after an east side drive that they saw multiple penalties, 4 penalties on that drive. It was 3rd and 42 on that. And then they shanked the punt, make things even worse. North Oconee was able to connect with a touchdown here just 3 plays later. But that is your score at the end of the first quarter, 7-7 out here in Bogart, Georgia. Long way from home, but that doesn't mean there's a lot of great football being played. We'll have a very good football game between 2 very good football teams. Sports Radio 92 on the game. My name is Garrett Chapman. Looks like we got another big play happening right in front of me. You hear the crowd reacting. North Oconee just picked up about 40 yards. They got a lot of those. A lot of great plays here between 2 great teams. Guys, back to you.
All right, that is Garrett Chapman. And we knew that game was going to be a good one, Coach.
Yeah, it should be a good one. 7-7, both teams settling in. You know, you're going to see us make that first mistake or that first big play to separate.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, we got somebody, a guest we wanted to get because, man, out in the Augusta area, your school was out for a while. You know, no games were being played because of the storm that hit out that way. They're back on the field this week playing games, and this team has picked up right where they left off. Lakeside Evans is still undefeated. They're 6-0, and their coach Steve Hibbets joined me now along with his assistant head coach, Cedric Mason. Gentlemen, welcome to the Scoreboard Show. You got Sam and Chris here in Atlanta.
Hey, how y'all doing? Appreciate y'all for having us.
Great having you, Coach Hibbets. Thoughts about your team and how you guys done after being off because you hadn't played a game in a couple of weeks, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so you guys were off from the 20th of September, Sam.
Yep.
To a couple days ago, right? I guess maybe.
Yeah, we played last night. Our last game was a road trip down at Glenn Academy. They got a pretty good ball club down there. They're coached very well. We made that long ride down there and, you know, kind of took care of business. The kids played great. They responded well. And then, you know, we had that terrible storm that came through here and, you know, kind of shook up things for us. Not a doubt or a question about, you know, the kids. I figured they would respond very well. They're a resilient bunch. They were, you know, checking on each other, checking on the coaches, you know, asking about, you know, practice, you know, day or two after the storm. But, you know, we wanted them to focus on their family, make sure they were well, you know, before we got back into the rhythm of football because it's bigger than football. We want to create, you know, great men, outstanding citizens. So, you know, some of them took part in, you know, cleaning up, you know, some of the debris and stuff like that. So it's real. It just speaks to the character of the young men that we have on this team.
All right. And this is Coach Mason that's talking with us now, the assistant head coach, talking about, you know, just been in the, what has it been like just in that area in general? Because we've seen pictures here in Atlanta. We've heard about it. And I know the teams weren't able to play at all and nobody was able to go to school. What was it like this week just to get that much done? You know, I think power is back about on to most of the area now, right?
Yeah, most of the area does have power. We have some kids at the school as well as, you know, a few football players who, you know, they kind of lost their house. So football was something that, you know, brought them all back together and gave them a sense of normalcy. And, you know, we were glad to, you know, be able to contribute to that. You know, the first thing we did, we got them in there, just talk to them and love on them. You know, let them know that, you know, yeah, we still got a season to play, but, you know, we wanted to definitely check on their mental and just make sure they were good. You know, the nutritional part of it, you know, we try to, you know, give them some protein and stuff like that. So, you know, with the power being out, some of them were not able to get that. And, you know, it's just it really looks like or looked like kind of still does like a war zone. Here's just trees down everywhere, power lines down, you know, cars smashed, you know, houses smashed. Mental to look at driving through the neighborhoods, but you know the kids came together, and you know the coaches we pulled together, and you know got the best out of them.
All right, that is Coach Mason. Then we're gonna bring Coach Steve Hibbets in now if we can now from down at Lakeside. You get the win. I'm looking at your schedule coming up here, Coach. You guys got 2 games next week.
Yeah. Hey, you got me okay, Sam?
Yeah, we got you good. You're on with Sam and Chris.
Yeah, good deal. Yeah, so, we've got 2 next week. And first, we got on Monday, we've got Effingham County at 6:30. They're coming to us at 6:30 on Monday. And then we got to go down to Brunswick on Friday. the Brunswick game was originally scheduled. You know, that was one of the ones we were going to have to make that trip. But the Effingham game was actually the one that got canceled that day after the hurricane came through. So they had to do some maneuvering and get those games in. So, yeah, basically in an eight-day stretch, the kids are going to have to play three really tough games. And but I know they're up for it. Like, they're so locked in right now. And I just say kudos to the kids. And, man, this coaching staff is like, since we weren't even sure like about 8 days ago whether we were going to be able to get back together. But, like, man, it just takes all of them guys. And like, when you have a great staff, it makes it so easy because they just all just jumped in and said, what do we need to do? And then you throw on top of that, you just got the best kids in the world. And they did the same thing. And that was a hard-fought game last night. Greenbrier came to play, which they always do. But the kids responded. And it was probably our first time all year where we go, you know, hey, this is some adversity. We got to figure this out. But they did a great job at a halftime. The coaches got in there, made some adjustments, and just kind of really, really challenged the kids. Hey, so what are you going to do now? Because Greenbrier came out with a great game plan, and they got into us a little bit, and the kids responded. They came right out first possession of the second half and scored, and then after that, you know, you could just kind of see them get back in their groove. So it was fun to watch. It's just really fun to watch.
Well, Coach, I'm going to add in that you're doing a good job too, because all that doesn't happen by accident. So you're doing a good job leading through a very strange situation. There's no manuals on how to handle that. So you're doing a great job. And if I'm seeing this right, Sam, coaches Lakeside team 6-0 for the first time ever.
Yeah.
E-V-E-R, ever.
And they beat Evans, and they beat Greenbrier and Grovetown. So I think that gives them the Columbia County belt.
They got the belt.
Well, I mean, I'm going to tell you this. Like, this team, you talk about leadership. I've never seen a group of kids that have been so locked in, whether during our film sessions or whether it's like during the weight room time or whatever. They are so locked in to what. And our challenge to them this year was, you know, we've always kind of said we want to win the region, or that might be our goal coming into the season. And our coaching staff in the off season, we're like, let's aim higher, because, I mean, we want Augusta football. Like, I to be honest, it's got to come a long way to get better to where we need to be. And we wanted to challenge them to be playing in December. You know, why not have loftier goals instead of just, hey, we want to win the region, we want to win the area or whatever. And I really feel like the key to that has been the leadership of this the seniors that are on this team. And they have, I'm going to be honest, like, at the end of the game last night, it was a big win and it was an emotional win. But I got to say, like, and our coaches can attest to this, like, the kids were actually, they were upset that they didn't play as well as they needed to. And that's, to me, that's the sign of, hey, we're not satisfied with this. Where, as in years past, a Greenbrier win or an Evans win, they kind of look at it and go, yeah, we're good. They were not like that. They were ticked off.
Wow. Remarkable. Folks, we're spending time with Coach Steve Hibbets from Lakeside Evans. The Panthers are 6-0, and all of the things that have happened in and around the Augusta area, this team has held it together. And they got two games coming up next week, on Monday against Effingham County and again on Friday against Brunswick. Coach, what do you want to see from your team the rest of your way now?
Probably rest of the way is, like, just the things we've been preaching each week is to get more and more consistent in the run game. And we've done that. Last night, there were probably times where we kind of reverted back to where, hey, we weren't doing what we needed to do in the run game. And y'all know this, man. Y'all know football. If you can't run the ball effectively, you're going to struggle unless you just have the best receivers out there. And we do have great receivers, but we like to be able to establish the run, and that sets up everything. And we struggled a little bit with that last night. So probably just get back to where, hey, when we want to run the ball, we're going to get after it. And then just get in a groove offensively. Defensively, man, they've done a great job all year. just assignments. We had, like, I think, one or two breakdowns last night, and Greenbrier did a good job of putting us in a position where, you know, we were having to trade off on pass responsibilities, and we had, I think, one bust, and we just can't have that happen and play at the level that we want to play at. So as we move along, I couldn't ask more of the seniors each week on being locked in. I think that's kind of taking care of itself, and they've become more like a family as well. So that's also important as well. So, you know, those two things are probably the biggest things moving forward, because Effingham County is going to be strong. They're going to be really strong. Yeah. So, but the kids are up for the challenge.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, we appreciate you spending some time with us on the Scoreboard Show. Congrats on what the team has been able to do. Congratulations on you guys being able to hold things together, and you and all of the programs down in the Augusta area. We've been talking about you up on this end, and we're glad to see you guys are back on the field where you're supposed to be this week. And thanks for spending some time with us.
All right, guys. Hey, we appreciate it. Y'all take care.
All right, that is Coach Steve Hibbs from Lakeside Evans down in Columbia County, down Augusta way. And everyone who's watched any reports know what that area has gone through. Here's a team that has come through storms and the damage and everything, and they're still undefeated. But boy, they got two games coming up next week. That's going to be tough.
Yo.
Yep.
Three games in 8 days.
Yikes.
But they're 1-0 so far in that three-game stretch.
Yep.
A lot better than being 0-1.
They could do. All right, coming up next, Dom's got a big smile on his face because it's going to be school days. And our school days guest is one of the great players from Stevenson High School. Craig Lumpkin is going to join us next. You stay with us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
This is the Games High School's Football Scoreboard Show.
Friday night, Under the Lights. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Taking it back.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's school days on the High School Scoreboard Show. Sam and Coach check in with the legend of Georgia high school football. Brought to you by Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best. On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, Chris, it's that part of the show we always enjoy, right? Because we've got a chance to check in with someone who's, you know, has played the Friday Night Lights, has played the game at a different level, but we're not going to talk about it.
We're not going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about the NFL.
Nope.
University of Georgia.
No, no, no.
What are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about Stevenson High School.
Stevenson, Dom.
You know what I mean? Friday nights in DeKalb County.
Now, I'm not trying to date my man because he's younger than me, but Dom wasn't in high school for this one.
Okay, okay.
This is before Dom's time.
It became along afterwards, but this guy is one of the great players from that school, and they've had a lot of them. Craig Lumpkin joins us now. For school days guests. Welcome to the Scoreboard Show. You're on with Sam and Chris. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited and grateful to be have an opportunity to be on the show.
Yeah, so I was a young coach, Sam.
Okay.
A long time ago, as you can tell.
Yeah.
And I was fairly new when Craig was in high school, and you hear about him. He was like a legend of time there. So Stevenson High School was growing up at that time.
Yeah.
You know, it's still a new school. And they really take off during that time. So, Craig, what when you think about that time at Stevenson High School, what stands out?
Just all the players, the coaches, and everybody that was before me that, you know, laid the foundation of, you know, the standard that we was trying to that we portrayed and went out there and made sure that everybody knew that we were the Jaguars and we weren't for nobody to play with.
Yeah. Friday nights. What was who was it that you looked forward to playing against? Was there a certain team or a player at another school, or who was it that you guys looked forward to?
Well, always as I was coming up through high school, you know, Southwest DeKalb was the team to beat throughout high school. So, you know, that was one of the best teams that we played against every time, having a rivalry against.
Yeah, it looked like when you were a junior and senior, like you won those games. I'm just saying. I'm looking at the scores right now.
Yeah, we turned the ties on that.
Some great coaches there, Coach Buck Godfrey at Southwest DeKalb, Coach Gartrell at Stevenson. Is there one moment that's like a defining moment for you in high school? Your favorite moment? Is there a play, a game? Is there one thing that really stands out?
No, just, you know, just going through the years and yelling with everybody, making sure that everybody on the team is excited just as we were, working hard, trying to make sure we get to that one goal, which is, you know, the championship game, which unfortunately we were never able to get to.
Yep, but I'm telling you what, you guys struck fear in the heart of a lot of folks, you know, around the state who wanted no part of you. I'm seeing like this was a second-round game you guys had with South Gwinnett. I'm sure that was a big deal because you can almost throw a rock from Stevenson to South Gwinnett. You schools are not too far apart, right?
Yeah, it's pretty close. But at the same time, you know, we were trying to get to the top, and whoever stood in our way, you know, it was gonna fall by the wayside.
Yeah. But what about what's for you? Because you were not a secret, and you're a problem, as they would like to say. And you knew that the opponent was going to be gearing things for you. How did you and your teammates approach that to still allow you to do what you were able to do?
Well, you know, just every day of practice, you know, Coach Gartrell, Coach Sellers, Coach Kempson, Coach Tobias, you know, all the coaches, Coach Weaver, please forgive me if I forgot some names, but, you know, everybody was just making sure that we stayed on our P's and Q's, make sure we are down to the detail. And in preparation for the game.
Yeah, I'm looking at these schedules. They play some tough teams.
Yeah, they did.
It's a different a different era than today. So what? So we talk to people every week on here, Craig, and some of them, I mean, like yourself, are highly, highly recruited. Some may not have been as highly recruited, and then became somebody that we heard about later or whatever. But you were highly recruited. I mean, you were one of the best recruits in the state. What advice do you have for guys who are in that position now? It's so different now. But what advice do you have for people that are in the position you were in, you know, during that time?
First and foremost, stay humble. Because one injury could take you out of, you know, people's grace. And then a lot of people forget about you. Especially with these NIL deals now. It's like, it's crazy. But at the same time, just stay humble. Keep working. Keep focused. Make sure your grades are right. Same energy you have on the football field, have in the classroom. Because at the end of the day, what matters the most is to have your grades to even get you into that college that you're striving to go to, and then you let your athleticism speak for itself when you get out on the field.
Yeah, grades first, Sam. I hope they heard that. Really, that's so true. And I also am going to guess that Craig would have done really well in the NIL era. Like, yes. he would have been a man that would have really excelled.
Do you allow yourself to think about that now when you hear about what these guys are getting?
I do, and I'm like, man, what if, you know, back in the day when we were coming through, what if we had those opportunities to strike these NIL deals and how much pressure it would be to have for high schoolers to have that amount of money and not have any guidance.
Yeah, it's so, actually it's a double-edged sword, right? I mean, everybody would like the money, but nothing's free, right?
Yeah.
It comes with some strings attached.
More money, more problems. Yeah.
Correct.
What is it that you hold on to from your coaches? Maybe something that a coach taught you or just stayed after you about or drove home that you have held on to throughout your life off the field.
Just keep working hard. Every opportunity is a great opportunity. Whenever you have the opportunity to take advantage of that situation that you're in, go ahead and do it. Because now, what I noticed when you get to college and then NFL, not only is that one person or one team looking at you, everybody's looking at you to see how you react to different situations and just how you bounce back from whatever that situation brings to you.
Yeah. Now today you're doing some things out in Newton, right?
Yes, sir.
You are y'all hiring?
At the moment we're not. We just started our recruit class on September the 23rd. So they're in their fourth and fifth week of class, and so probably in the next year around March we will be hiring. And there's a process to go through of doing a PAT, filling the applications, doing the interview and then, you know, going through the EMT, AEMT portion before you go to fire school.
Usually we don't talk a lot about what people are doing now, but you are doing something with some first response with fire. Explain to people what your title is and how people and what people should watch for and what website they should go for to watch for this. Because we can get some people hired. We're going to send you some good people.
Awesome. That would be great because we're trying to do which is an NFPA standard of 1710, trying to get 3 to 4 or possibly 5 to 6 people per apparatus, and then which will put more people on scene when the situation arises, like especially a fire, where the more people you have on the scene, the more things you can do and the less amount of stress of processing that one person has to do multiple jobs. But I am currently the training chief with Newton County Fire Service here in Covington, Georgia. My goal, my job is to train all 160 employees and make sure that their certifications are staying up to date. I try to bring in all state-level training, outside-level training, just to have people stay sharp and have tools for their toolbox.
Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah.
You go from playing on Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday, but now serving in the community.
Yep.
Now, listen, I'm a long way from Covington, okay, Craig? I don't live right there. But if I have a fire, I'm going to need Craig. I know he got – I seen the man run. Okay, I saw him run. I know he's got it in him. So I feel safe if I'm in Covington tonight.
Do that.
Absolutely. I'll try to be there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if anybody wants to reach out, what website should they go to find out more?
I don't have a personal Facebook or Twitter, X, whatever, but you can go to the Newton County Board of Commissioners website at Newton County.
Okay.
And then you'll see anything, everything about Newton County. You go to the fire department page, you'll see our mission statement, our vision, core values, and then you might see a couple of training pictures up for what we do when we do it, especially when we go with our recruits. I do, under my name, Craig, K-R-E-G-G Lumpkin, there's a Facebook page that has all of Newton County Fire Service training that I post pictures and videos of whenever we do like a live fire event or any type of training that I can post on the website.
All right. Now, I figure since we're on, we'll let people know what you're doing, and especially you, once you're out there with some jobs for folks, we let you know about that. But we appreciate you coming on tonight and sharing some of the times out there at Stevenson, some of those times out on Memorial Drive on Friday nights. It was electric. You guys were electric to watch play. And we're so happy you decided to come on with us tonight and share some of your school days with us.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all so much.
All right. That is Craig Lumpkin from Stevenson High School, University of Georgia, National Football League. And, you know, now he's, you know, hey, he's in the position of leadership.
The position of leadership. Yeah, football prepares you for that. Dom, you remember this guy playing? I mean, this one.
I was 5, so no.
Don't even say get him out.
Yo, boo. We're going to.
He was good, Dom. Yeah, just take my word for it.
I'll look up some highlights. Though. Yeah. I do know so about he, Craig, though.
He thinks of Craig like you think of Dick Butkus.
Yeah.
My goodness.
The old black and white film. All right. Yeah, there we go. There. All right. We're headed for the top of the hour. We got more updates, games, checking with more coaches. But we got a coach of a program that is a fairly young program, but they're doing great things. That's coming up when you stay with us on the Scoreboard Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com.